That's the band Wireless doing their version of Pink Floyd's See Emily Play. I had three different versions. I had a Robin Hitchcock version. I had a David Bowie version. But I always go back to that Wireless version as the version I like the best. Oh, yeah. The Pink Floyd apparently did a version at some point in their career. Before the Wireless, Velo Deluxe project that John Strome had. After the Blake Babies, after Antenna, then he had some Velo Deluxe, and then he had some solo albums out, and that's all I got to tell you. Oh, song. How about the song name? It's called Skin and Bones. The Figs in there with Wasted Pretty from 1994's Lo-Fi at Society High. Played some Vibrators in that set by suggestion with Baby Baby, and I will circle back to that, but before I do that, I want to tell you that the song I started the set off was some request off of the Dookie album from 1994. Some Green Day. That was a request over the emails, wrct@gmail.com is how you do that. Jenny said she's listening out in Denver, Colorado. How about that? She said that song brings back some memories. So I played it for you and your memories and for everybody else to have your own memories with. Now let's circle back to that Vibrators, okay? Song came out in, I think, 1977. I think it was on their first album, Baby Baby. And if it wasn't, I just made all that up. It's the Rockin' Attorney guy is the guy who requested it. Yeah, he's got his own show. And he said, hey, Moxter, on your show, I'll be listening. Could you please play the Vibrators, Baby Baby? It's a great cover. And I swear that's what he said, because I got confused. And it's not a cover. It's an original Vibrator song written by Knox, the founder of the band. By the way, now is, I just looked it up, is 80 years old. But so I'm confused that the Rockin' Attorney might be rocking too much. Maybe he had too good of a time at that Alice Cooper concert this week. Maybe. I'll tell you more about, I've got to get into some stuff that has happened between he and I. I will fill you in a little later on that. Also, the Dookie I played. I know, most of my show is Dookie, is it not? But off the album Dookie, that was from the vinyl. So what you love about this radio station is we have such a great vinyl library that a lot of my stuff, you might hear the cracks and pops, is on vinyl. Speaking of vinyl, we have a show called Record Roulette, Thursdays at 6. And what the kids do is they just go back to the record library and they random... I think I said library, did I not? The library, and they randomly pick up vinyl and play it. And what's fun is it's a novelty to them. That's what's fun. Oh, yeah, and when I mentioned the playing the twang, I should have segued that right into one of the best twang shows that we have outside of this show on WRCT, which is Whiskey Before Breakfast. I know, it sounds tasty. And for some, it's a way of life. But for others, it is a radio show right here Wednesdays on WRCT. Mando Richard hosts 2 hours of eclectic folk and roots music. And then at one, he switches gear. And he'll have to tell you how the gear switches, because he goes from eclectic folk and roots to bluegrass for an hour for the Black Diamond Show. To me, it's all twang. Lightning will hit me, but I'm going to say, it's all the same, is it not? Speaking of, I do have some Merle Haggard that might get played, and now I just realized I might go run back and grab some Beagle Brothers, because they've been on my mind recently as well. If you've got a suggestion for a song, you are always more than welcome to reach out and drop me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Again, that's wrctrequest@gmail.com. As I was coming onto campus, it was crazy because I saw this sign. It said something about checking in because it is family weekend here at Carnegie Mellon. And no one told me. Probably because I don't go here. But it's family weekend, so I was like, what can I play as a family song? I was like, I don't know. I got nothing. But it does give me a nice excuse to play some Loud Family. Scott Miller and company, his post-game theory band. Some Loud Theory. Loud Theory. Loud Family here on Viva La Mock.
I would not think to ask where you would go. If I lay down on China Beach, my mind might wander out toward Mexico. If I was getting good at being loved, my guard might come down very slow. And someone, for all we know, might be keeping conscientious track of girls that need attending, while others are relaxing. You let me know that calling just because I'm lonely is completely wrong. To lecture to the starving, not to beg for food. You need a world without my manicured complacency offending you. And the silence in you would never steal my surrender up with something that he wanted. Slap a curl around it unless she made him angry. Who would never screw you over if there weren't some slight advantage? Snap your last thread of self-respect, all other things remain equal. like a storm in a desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again, come let me love you, let me give my life to you, let me drown in your laughter, let me die.
Sister's praying for an astronaut. She rides.
You want to hear something crazy? I can tell you what Lindsey Buckingham was doing on his 32nd birthday. I can. Was I there? No, because it was in 1981. But it's when that song was released. His single Trouble came out on his 32nd birthday. Which is not today. Today is his birthday. It's not his 32nd birthday. Today is... I got to do the math using my fingers. 76. Happy birthday, Lindsey. Law and Order was the album that came out on back in 1981. Before that, how about some Ass Ponies from Cincinnati, Ohio? From the Some Stupid with a Flare Gun. With Astronaut. You know, one of the Ass Ponies, Dave Morrison's a Pittsburgh boy. Keep that in your heart. Before the Ass Ponies, the Sunshine Club gave us John Denver's Annie song. You know, have you ever thought, like, what if, like, an elementary school had to sing that? Bunch of students. Oh, wait, that I think did happen once. I know you weren't there. Don't worry. Before the Sunshine Club, speaking of Lindsey Buckingham, Matt Pond, PA, doing a cover of Lindsey Buckingham's Holiday Road. Start off the entire set with the Loud Family. It is family weekend here at Carnegie Mellon with a Screwed Over by Stylish Introverts. I think that should be my autobiography, don't you think? Maybe? I don't know. You know what? If someone in your home has swallowed something that might be poisonous, or maybe they took too much of something that might hurt them, what are you going to do? Well, if you didn't say call your local poison center, then you need to step back and realize you should have called your local poison center. You're like, I don't know the number. Guess what I do? It's 1-800-222-1222. Did you get that? 1-800-222-1222. They're going to connect you to the local poison center in your community. It's a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and, of course, your good friends here at WRCT. Hey, and don't forget that Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT. Spack Brothers Pizza is located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood. They offer pizza, it's in their name, but they also have hoagies and wings and salads, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Now, here's the thing. Spack Brothers, they use no refined sugars in the sauce and unbleached flour in the dough, and guess what? The difference is in the taste. Spack Brothers offers takeout and delivery because they're a pizza place, but... Find out more information online at SPACBrothers.com. That is SPAKBrothers.com. Speaking of birthdays, in Pittsburgh, Chris Collingwood is turning, I hate it, I have to keep doing math, but 58 years old today. And he wrote a song in his band Fountains of Wayne that name drops Pittsburgh. It's called Radiation Vibe.
Are you alone now? Still cool.
is where we learn to be cruel. Whatever happened to summer vacation? You're the employee of the year. The employee of the year. And your parking space is close to the place that you fear. You're the employee of the year. The employee of the year. And your parking space is close to the place that you fear. There's nothing to laugh about. You're the employee of the year.
She's a runner around. She's a heavyweight champion too.
1993's Don't Fall Asleep. Horrible Things Will Happen album. Pittsburgh's own Frampton Brothers with If She Were My Girl. Now, I'll give you a little teaser. There's an event happening at the government center this weekend, tonight and tomorrow. And part of that, it's called the Monongahela Pop Fest, I believe. I believe I had a flyer and I lost it, but all these great bands are playing. Like tonight, I know the Denalis are playing tonight, which is the Mount McKinleys. They're now called the Denalis. And other bands, Garment District, Greg Hoy and the Boys, those all tonight. But the Frampton Brothers are doing a reunion show tomorrow evening at the Government Center. So the Moxer's got to figure out how he can get his social calendar to make sure he's at that show. Also tomorrow, Bat Radar, Harry Von Zell's, and the Benefits are doing, a record release tomorrow. So there's a lot. There is a lot going on at this Monongahela Pop Fest today and tomorrow. And I had to be here today, but I had to be here today to tell you about at least tomorrow. So before the Frampton Brothers, I played The Knack. I went back to their third album. Came out in 1981 with Boys Go Crazy. Brinsley Schwartz in there. Nick Lowe was a member of said band. He wrote the song. Yep, What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding. That was what you'd like to call the original version. A lot of people know Elvis Costello. That, however, was a cover. Then the Solipsistics in there with Employee of the Year. Something I am working so hard to see if I can add that to my Paul of Fame. Yeah, you heard me. The Paul of Fame. That's where I put all my award. And then sometimes it's a doorstop. What else? Oh, Fountains of Wayne. Start off the entire set. Chris Collingwood turning 58 years old today. Radiation vibe from those fountains. We got about a little less than 15 minutes before we get to the top of the hour. I do want to remind you that nearly 17 million kids in America, they struggle with hunger. So if you can do the math, that's one out of every five children. So Feeding America is actually a nationwide network of local food banks, and together sourcing and distributing more than 3 billion, that's with a B, billion meals to people in need. Now, with your help, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks can help fill the fridges of children and families who need it most. If you visit feedingamerica.org, you can find your local food bank, learn more about how you can help solve child hunger, because together we can solve hunger. This public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and WRCT. Yeah, every time I move the mic, it does that. I should bring some WD-40 in, but, you know, in case you were wondering what weird sounds those are. Tom reached out to me on the email list. Not really a list. It's an inbox, I guess. So my email inbox at wrctrequest@gmail.com. He said, Moxer, I heard you were talking about it's family weekend at Carnegie Mellon. And he said, you know what? You're part of the WRCT family. And I'm not sure where he was going with that, but then he requested some Ramones.
We're in all the magic. Drip, drip.
From Muncie, Indiana, which a lot of bands don't like to say, but hailing from Muncie, Indiana. Crankbin wrapping up that set of music from a 1993 EP they put out called Showing Some Skin. Paraffin Girl, the name of that track. Also played some Volcano Suns in there with White Elephant from the All Night Lotus Party album. The Business gave us a little Drinking and Driving. And start off the set, Tom. I actually didn't start off the set with Tom. I actually started the set with some Ramones requested by Tom. We're a happy family. Hey, we are a happy family, and guess what? We are moving towards the midway part of the Viva La Mock radio program, so sometimes an encore show ends around this time. But the Friday, October 3rd, 2025 show has two more hours coming to you. Right after this on WRCT Pittsburgh.